From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. You can look at economic factors behind the market's collapse, the housing crisis, the credit freeze, a globally interdependent economy. You can also look at market psychology, the human and social factors that motivate investors. It's the field of behavioral economics, and that's where Dan Ariely fits in. He's a professor of behavioral economics at Duke, and he's got lots to work with these days.
The recent event, regrettably, are very good for people like me who believe in human irrationality, because all of a sudden we see that the fundamentals of the market just don't seem to correspond to reality. The Fed just announced an incredibly large bailout package. You would expect that the market would react positively. The fact that the market reacted negatively to it, I think, make us all doubt in a very serious way what is the relationship between the market and rationality, and how are prices in the market actually determined, and what can we learn from it?
Is there some logic to that, that as an investor, if you act in some way, even if it's a way that may not be rational, you're taking control of something in a concrete way?
That's right. So there's a lot of things that when risk is involved, when we take control, we don't feel as bad. So people are, interestingly enough, moving money from account to account. They're doing all kinds of things to try and gain some control and logic.
If the stock market is tanking, getting worse every day, if people look around and say this economy is heading for a recession, if it's not in one already, why would it be irrational to say, I'm pulling my money out of the stock market? Why couldn't that be seen as a perfectly reasonable response?
Yeah, it's very hard to tell when is something, in this particular case, rational or irrational. But I'll give you an example. Somebody who's very close now to retirement might be the right time to pull out of the market. You know, the question of whether it's rational or not rational has to do with your time horizon and how close we are to the bottom. What happens repeatedly when markets fluctuate is people have a tendency to sell low and buy high. People who try to time the market basically see things at devastating low levels. They pull the money out. By the time they get back in, prices have gone up again.
And does that make sense on a human level?
On a human level, yes. You know, there's a difference between being rational and being human. And it turns out that as being human, we're really very much afraid. Opening your portfolio and seeing how much you've invested and how much you've lost is very painful. And trying to do something against it is very, very human. The other thing that happened is that we discussed these things more and more. So we had a lot of guests over yesterday, and some people talked about how they withdrew a lot of their money out of the market. And you could see the wheel spinning in everybody else around the table saying, maybe I should do that as well.
Earlier today when we were chatting, you mentioned that you engaged in some behavior that, I don't know if it's rational or irrational, but it was a little bit painful. Why don't you tell us about that?
I've vowed not to look at my portfolio, because we have this thing called loss aversion, where we know that losses loom larger than gain. When you lose something, it's very painful. When you gain some money, it's not as happy as the pain when you lose. And this morning I got into the office and I had a lot of mail waiting for me, and I kind of mindlessly opened it, and then I got my statement, and before I realized, I realized exactly how much money I lost. And it just makes me very, very depressed. But what's even worse is that I'm going away with my wife for the first time in years for a weekend alone, and I don't know if to tell her where we are. If I tell her in the beginning of the trip, it will ruin the whole trip. If I tell her at the end of the trip, she will remember this, and maybe it will ruin the memory of the trips. If I don't tell her, that's not nice either. So I'm stuck. Any advice?
I'm not sure I have advice except to tell you to try to have a good weekend, Professor.
I'll do my best. Thank you.
It's Duke University Professor Dan Ariely. He's the author of Predictably Irrational.